Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 221-1402, and it's a beautiful Wednesday. I'm getting a little bit scared about not having any water, though, by June, that the Lake Shasta will be drained to go down so people in Southern California can wash their cars and grow their edible plants. Or smokable plants, and we won't be able to water ski, fish, or even see the lake.
Hey, I'm joined today. We should call our friends to do an Indian, you know, do the rain dance.
The rain dance, yeah, anything that can help. Hey, joined today, of course, by my producer, Kelly Frost Jr.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You feel good?
I feel a little bit better than yesterday.
Okay, that's because you had too much sleep. See, your body's used to getting 2 hours of sleep and rock and roll, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
See, but you got 8 hours of sleep, and it probably destroyed your inner.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. On the other hand, talking about sleep.
Yeah, sleep with a puppy. Well, we'll talk about that later, maybe. I don't want to give that one
away. We're potty training, and it's all hours of trying to figure it out.
My soulmate, Linda Bott.
Good morning. Oh, boy. You know what? There's so many things to talk about this morning, but one of the things that came to across my desk, which I thought was very interesting, it's Miami's vices, fast food, TV, make it fattest, and then reason why.
I mean, the fattest city in the United States.
Fattest city in the United States.
Yeah.
Because it has a high rate of TV viewing among residents, long commutes, and poor air quality. The city has almost three times as many fast food restaurants as the average city, and participation is low in outdoor activities such as biking, running, and fitness walking. Now, the fittest city in America is Salt Lake City. So here's the top five. Of course, Miami, fattest, fittest, Salt Lake City. Second on the list is Oklahoma City is the fattest city.
A lot of that fried food down there.
Fittest on the second level is Colorado Springs. Number three, San Antonio. Fattest. Fittest, Minneapolis. Number four, Las Vegas is fattest.
Well, there's a lot of those buffets there. Well,
yeah, buffets and sitting there with, the one-armed bandit.
That's right. And you don't even have to. In fact, you don't even need to get exercise anymore by pulling down.
You just push a button.
Yeah, the handle on that, which to me was a lot of fun. Now you just push a button, it kind of takes it away.
You still can pull the lever.
We go back and forth. You know what I do.
And the fittest is Denver. Number five, of course, this is weird. New York.
The fattest city?
Number five on the list for fattest is New York. They walk everywhere.
Yeah, but, you know.
Maybe parts of New York.
I can see that, yeah.
And fittest, Albuquerque, where our kids live.
Where our kids live. But that's a fit city because there's a lot of shootings going on and people run down there. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. We get back. Hey, we're going to be talking about people moving out of California. We're going to talk about some of Obama's policies, some of his choices that may have an impact on us. We're going to talk about our education and the amount of money that's being pulled out of our education system by this new budget and where California falls in that. And then anything else you all want to talk about, just give us a call and we'll make a run at that too. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, this is Carl Linda Bott, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402. Our guest tomorrow is going to be Congressman Wally Herger. Been getting tons of email from people concerning a number of topics that we've had, the abatement issue, which, by the way, is going to go on Friday. We have the Vice Mayor, Patrick Jones, will be our guest on Friday, and that's one of the questions I hope that our listeners address. I know I will be. There's a couple of things that have come up. One of the things I saw today is that it looks like one of the first times is that the California population is starting to drop. Last year, over 122,000 people voted with their feet to leave California. And, you take a look at that and you wonder, what's going on here? Well, it doesn't take long to figure it out. Look what's happened in Sacramento. Look at the job situation. Look at the tax situation.
And
now, they're even starting, they're taking money away from the education system. Now, I used to think that California spent more money than anybody on education, but we don't. We're like the 47th state. We spend $7,000 per student. Now, would we spend more if there wasn't illegal students in there?
That's probably exactly it.
Well, but you know what? But still, the bottom line here on this is that we've got people moving out. Now, if you've got an abundance of money in your system, in this, in our financial systems here in California, then you can take care of everything. But we make it so hard for a business to come to California, go by our tax rules, go by our worker comp rules, go by every weird rule that you have in this state. It's not surprising that people are moving out. It's not surprising that people are not bringing businesses in here. Ann, good morning.
Yes, I think Molly Hooker, please go to that Sacramento, to that Terminator, and tell him to quit chopping things. And tell him that he don't get the gas price down. There is no shortage. And on top of that, he does not need to fly back and forth from Sacramento to L.A. every day. He needs to stay where he's supposed to be. And on top of that, he doesn't need to eat caviar and we eat dirt. But anyway, we need to get this, no wonder people are moving out of this state because of him and everybody else. But anyway, we need to get this world straightened out. Anyhow, tell him to stay where he is at, and if he wants to be governor, tell him not to quit spending money. I know he got a raise. He maybe donated a dollar, but he's got the rest for himself. Anyway, he needs to get this, state straightened out. If he can't do it, somebody's got to do it. And get a budget. It don't take 20 years to get one budget. We need to get it straightened out.
It doesn't. Our people we have up there, for some reason, seem to believe that they can spend our money even when we don't have it. And
right.
They just, they constantly want to raise taxes instead of making the cuts that will get us back into solvency.
They need to cut start at the top, not with the poor people.
No, we got
to
take.
They need to start at the top and start with chopping his salary and his taxes and him living it, we got to, can't even live on $600 a month to even get any medical help. Something wrong.
There's something
he
wrong.
Live on $600 a month. He can't live on that. Nobody up there in big trucks can live on $600 a month.
Nope, you're
so
right.
Raise the darn CMS right now, medical help.
Ann, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
I understand.
Ann could be our rant of the week.
Well,
there.
She's mad.
Well,
but
she should
be.
We should all be mad.
I got to tell you, Carl, just in the last week, I've sat at different tables with people. And have heard people actually have the conversation. They love California, but they're thinking, where else can we live? These taxes, they're in fear of taxes being raised, jobs being lost, somebody else coming in and getting their rights taken away from them with our gun laws, so on and so forth. And they're thinking, we might be thinking about moving to a different state. And I'm hearing this more and more.
Well, the thing about it is that you see, it's little things. It's like Mr. Chu, who is going through as the energy czar for Obama, and he has made statements that coal is not in the future. We don't want to do away with coal, plants. We want to concentrate. We want to concentrate on the green technology. Well, that's good. Solar, wind power, hydro, that's good. However, you can't just depend on that. There's also nuclear. But he did come and say that they've got money for that and that they would be giving that out to plants. Now, that's what, or to people wanting to develop nuclear energy. But he also said they had to do things with the rods, with the spent uranium rods. Okay, what are we doing with them right now? I mean, we've got a number of plants online, and they don't let us take it to the Yucca facility. So what do we do with them? Guess what, people? They're right in those plants right now, and they've been there for decades, and nobody getting sick. Nobody been falling down. So the other thing, the thing about the coal industry, you've got, still major plants that are using coal to provide energy. If we don't come up with something that takes its place, and that's nuclear, then our cost of energy is going to go through the roof. So hopefully, that Mr. Chu and Mr. Obama understand this. I mean, on one hand, he's giving away money back to the people for the economy, billions and billions and billions. Can I say that again? And billions of dollars. And yet, on the other hand, they want to make it harder to have energy and then raise the cost. You know, I don't understand. You know, it's kind of mixed signals here. But, hey, look, this is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Phone lines here are 221-1402 on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. This is Carl Linda Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of our show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Road, home of Espresso Joe's, where you can buy any type of coffee you want. It also has the finest walk-in humidor and those great cigars in the North State. They do wholesale and retail tobacco sales. They've got tea, coffee, they've got anything you can imagine there, and Joe and Shelley are great Americans. That's where we go to. In fact, I think we're going to head there after the show today.
That's right.
Join us. Now, let's talk a little bit about our individual freedoms. You know, we talk about, you know, the Second Amendment rights in California, and we talk about being able to do things. Well, it turns out that in Los Angeles, a man was going to the airport to pick up a friend, but on his way to the range. So as he goes in to pick him up, he's in a truck. The airport security says, "Hey, can we check the back of your truck?" He said, "Sure." He's got a number of weapons in there, pistols and rifles and ammunition, but he has them all separated out. He has them all locked up. He's got all the permits for every one of these weapons.
There's 1,000 rounds
of ammunition. And 1,000 rounds of ammunition. He was going to go shoot. Well, one of the weapons was a semi-automatic weapon. Well, he had permission to have that. He had permission, you know, to shoot it. He had, you know, it was registered. But what he didn't know was there's a caveat in that law that says if you're going to go shoot a semi-automatic weapon, I guess, or this assault weapon, quote, assault weapon, you can do that, but you can't make any stops. You can go from your home or your place where you keep the weapons to the range. You can't stop anywhere in between.
God forbid you need gas.
Yeah, but he didn't know that. And he's been through, you know, the L.A. airport a number of times. Anyway, they arrest him. $50,000 bail.
Confiscated the weapons and the truck.
Took them all because he stopped on the way to the airport. He didn't know about that. Now, when does common sense get into this? I mean, here's a man. I mean, he owns a construction company. Everything he had was legal. Everything he had had been serialized. Everything he had, the state knew about. And yet now he's getting ready to maybe lose his truck, lose all the weapons, lose everything, including maybe getting a jail sentence because of attorney fees. Yeah, this whole thing is ridiculous on something like this. I don't know what's going to happen with this. You know, we're going to try and follow it. But, you know, this is one of those things that kind of goes down through the environs of the justice system. And they might turn him loose and just, you know, give him a fine and all that. But still, the point is, you know, laws like that are meant for felons. And if and something like this happens to you, all of a sudden now you're a felon.
And you follow the rules. Everything was registered. It's not like he had anything illegal on him at all.
Nothing. Everything was registered. Okay, Tim. Good morning.
I got two topics. One is the illegal aliens. I'm 63 years old, and if I had a major medical thing, I would have to sell my home. You know, to pay for part of it or be destitute and, you know, try to pay for it. And the prisoners get better medical than we do. And I've lived in California all my life, paid all my taxes.
$11 billion they want to use, I think, is what they said to get the for the prisoners. You know, it's kind of like they get better health care than you and veterans.
Yeah, well, so do the illegal aliens. They never have to pay for anything. Also, when I was working, you know, I'm unemployed as at the time. Uh-huh. I had medical through my place of employment, but to put my wife on it, they wanted $700 a month.
Wow.
You know, I mean, which is ludicrous. And the other topic I wanted to bring up, I was listening to All Night in America. I think you guys carry it in the nighttime. And a gentleman was talking about alcohol as a fuel. just, you know, alcohol. That's
right.
What Henry Ford ran his cars on when he first started the automobile.
Uh-huh.
But they made him switch to oil. It was politics and this and that. But it's the cleanest burning fuel there is. The gentleman who was talking for about an hour on the radio was saying he loves to take his car to the smog because none of the machines register and they think they're broken. But it doesn't pollute. And you could grow this with, I mean, you could make this with sugar beets.
Well, you know, you can make this in your backyard.
Well,
you have your own little still going.
Yeah, but you could also put, you know, many of the farmers back to work who are now paying not to grow crops, grow crops.
Yeah, don't get me started on that, about paying people not to
grow
things.
But, I mean, nobody brings up alcohol. It's the cleanest fuel there is, so there would be no pollution from the combustion engine and all this and that, which people are trying to go to electric and everything else, but there is no pollution from the fuel alcohol. Thank you. You might talk about that.
Thank
you. Well, yeah, you know, that makes sense. Hey, Tim, thank you so much for your call and for listening.
You're entirely welcome.
All right.
Bye.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We're going to take a break for ABC News. The time is 8:29, 47 degrees, and we'll see you on the other side. Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know, we get going on some of these topics, and that's what Carl and I say, that this becomes your show. Callers call in. They want to talk about something. The phone lines are lit up, but we want to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Leonard Silverman is the owner. He'll find you anything you need around the world, the best gems you could find. Go to Four Winds Jewelry, and you know how we like to support our local businesses. Let's go to caller number one.
Martin, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I just got a couple thoughts on the alcohol for fuel. Back when the fuel prices really went skyrocketing, I was thinking the same thing about, we've got all this land that is government-controlled that we can open up and we can kick some dollars towards people that want to get into farming and start growing corn for the use of fuel. But instead, what they do is they turn around and they kick money to corporations that already exist to start using the corn that we're using for food towards fuel. So now we've got skyrocketing prices of food on the shelf.
You know,
and
you must be.
Where's the alcohol put in our tank?
Well, you know, you must be listening to us because we're just discussing that same thing, is that you talk about ethanol. So they're paying top price for corn to put in the ethanol. And so what that does is it just like you said, it pushes the price of food up. It's destroying parts of our environment because they have to use so much of their so much fertilizers. It's going into the main rivers there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just – and then they find out that ethanol is not as productive as they thought. Now, there's another source of energy that you can use for ethanol, and some kind of grass that I don't know if it's called stage grass or whatever, but it's it produces more ethanol per acre, like 50 times as much as corn
does.
Yeah,
I heard that too, and I was wondering, why aren't they going after this? What is going on?
Well, you know what?
Let's follow
the money, Martin.
Exactly. Just like Deep Throat said, follow the money.
You got to follow the money, and you're going to find out why that's happening. And you know what?
I think it's time that the average American, we all band together and tell our government, we're fed up with this garbage. Start thinking about America instead of corporations.
There you go. Put America first. You know, it's time to walk tall and shoot straight.
Exactly.
All
okay,
right.
Thank you.
You bet.
Talk to you later.
All right. Hey, Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I wanted to respond to the two callers ago who seems to think that ethanol is somehow a panacea for everything.
No, I think he said alcohol. He said,
alcohol, I mean, 100%, darn that phone, 100% pure alcohol fuel is ethanol.
Oh, is that, I'm sorry. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. We're here.
All right, first of all, you can't run that stuff in existing engines because it's wretchedly corrosive. It ruins rubber parts in your motors and so forth. And if you've got a fiberglass fuel tank, don't ever put E85 in that. because it'll, you know, tear apart the resin, and then you'll have ethanol leaking into, you know, all over wherever, you know, wherever that, all over,
well, you
all
seem,
over the place. And
you seem to be an expert on cars. Question here would be the guy who called and said that talked about the other guy who put alcohol in his car, and it ran so clean and fuel efficient that when he took it in for the smog check, they thought it was broken because it didn't even register. What year of car would it be that you could put alcohol in? Is it pre-computer or what?
It would have to have one of the. It would have to have a flex fuel motor in. It'd have to have an engine that's specifically designed to handle the corrosive properties of ethanol. And another thing is ethanol is water attractive, whereas gasoline is naturally water repulsive. And in the summertime, that may not mean very much, but in the wintertime, when phase separation tends to take place, you know, it does matter.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much. Charles, we got the phone lines lit up here, but thanks a lot for your phone call. And thanks for kind of clearing part of that up, because everybody's looking for another way of propelling our vehicles. And, you know, every time somebody comes up with one idea, there are drawbacks. And we're not the scientists like you guys are. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
We are doing fine.
Say, I was watching the TV the other day, and the General Motors, I believe it is, in 2010 is coming out with a brand new spanking environmental clean electric car that'll make 100 miles without recharging.
Wow.
I think I read that.
Now, I think my problem is this. If I were going to go from here to L.A., it would probably take me about 6.5 days to get there. So what I thought I'd do is I'd get a horse, and I can make it in probably half that longer that time in a horse, and it doesn't take any electricity, and it doesn't burn any gas. But my question is, would the environmental wackos make me put an afterburner on it?
What you'd have to do is put a diaper on it, because they would not want you spreading horse
Road apples
all over the freeway.
Well, so what I think we ought to do is give all the environmental wackos a mule and a walking plow and 20 acres in the Black Rock Desert and see how long they last.
I like your thoughts.
Hey, we're working our way to there, Henry.
Let's have coffee.
Hang in there.
Hey, we always do. Thanks.
Bye.
Kay, good morning.
Hi, Linda and Carl.
Good morning.
Good hearing you.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, there's something that's bothered me a long time. In 1985, I was living in West Branch, Iowa, when they started with the ethanol. And it was the greatest thing because they used the slash from the corn. You know, they basically, most of around that area, they were growing field corn.
Uh-huh.
For food,
right.
Or, you know, for the animals, but they weren't the corn. The ears of corn were used for the feed, and the slash or the stems and all that they usually burned was what was used for ethanol. You know, it wasn't the crop that was being used.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so the farmers were really happy because they were getting two crops off of one, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean, that time they were having problems with their farms going into, you know, their land value went down and the loans that they got under the Carter administration were coming due they were, you know.
Yeah, they needed something like this.
And everything.
Yeah.
What part of Iowa were you from?
Well, I lived a year in West Branch, Iowa City area.
Okay,
close. And that's in eastern Iowa.
Yeah, my mom was raised in Williamson, Iowa, which is right, you know, an hour out of Des Moines.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And so my grandfather was coal miner.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah, well my ancestors were on the Underground Railroad and in Salem, Iowa.
Well, if things go the way some of the people want, you know, the coal mining industry is going to be a thing of the past here if we don't start watching it. Hey, Kay, thank you so much for your phone call. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. We have the phone lines lit up. Plus, we've got another subject I'd like to bring up if we have enough time, because this is something that's going to last for a while. So join us on the other time. This is Carl Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We're arguing about whether I can say this word or not. And the reason is that, hey, George, what do you want to talk about, George?
Hey, on those environmentalists, you guys got to back off on the animals because they're down on the gas that they put out. So you can't use horses either.
Okay. Oh, now horses. Oh, okay. Because the way that it was spelled, we weren't quite sure exactly what you wanted to talk about, but it's horses. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? The thing about it is that somebody said that if you look at what's producing the most methanol, it's cows.
Yeah.
And that if you really want to stop global warming, quote, global warming, you get rid of all the cattle.
Right.
Well,
which is just.
Yeah, that's kind of.
Cattle are that type of animals that's, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
But let's talk about switchgrass.
What about horses now? Is that what you wanted to talk about, George?
Well, the horses, that's what I'm saying. You guys are going to have to get, we can't use horses now instead of the cars because they create a gas and the environmentalists won't allow it.
You got to find some way of capping that. That's a cap,
yeah,
that's a cap, one of those cap and trade things. Anyway, okay, thanks a lot, George.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. We love our sense of humor of our listeners. Hey, it's working in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Little buggy and whip and...
A buggy and a whip, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Barbara, good morning.
Good morning. Linda and Carl, listen, I appreciate the opportunity you people give us to air our grievances on the air.
Well, you know what? This is, you know, we lose control the second after I say, welcome to Free Fire Radio, because it's up to you guys.
Fire gets them, I think.
Well, good. What's
anyway,
on your mind?
I would like to, I know you're running out of time here, but I want to briefly touch on oil.
Sure.
I think oil has really gotten a bad name. I spent 30 years of my life, I'm 68, in Louisiana,
uh-huh.
Most of that in around the New Orleans area. And I have met and dealt with a lot of people in the oil fields, made good livings there. It brought a lot of the economy to that area. And I think it's getting a bad name. We've got plenty to become totally independent. You know, the Saudis never had oil until the Americans went over there and showed them how to dig it out of their sand.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you know, we gave them the skills, and now they're holding us over a barrel, and I think they are supplying the arms of our enemies. I think it's just ridiculous when we have the tundra and places that can be safely have oil taken from. And people don't realize oil is more than just... For making gasoline. We use oil. It takes 8 gallons of oil to make one tire.
Wow.
Yes. And a lot of people don't know that. We use it in petroleum products like plastics, fiberglass. A lot of medical products are made from petroleum. I mean, the list is just awesomely long. I can't even sit here and tell them all. I mean, you can't run two pieces of machinery together without a lubricant. And oil, silicones come from oil. I mean, we just can't do without it.
Well, you know, Barbara, you're absolutely right. And I am not advocating doing away with the oil industry.
Never.
Because
well,
you can't.
No, I know
we
that.
Are
I know, but a lot of people feel like, you know, oh, the oil companies, they're ripping us off and this and that and the other. We need to shut down implants. It's the wackos, you know.
They make 8% on every... I think they make like 8 cents in every dollar they invest. Okay.
Yeah, we spend $2 or something for a gallon of gas, and we'll spend almost $4 for a gallon of milk now.
Well, wait a minute. You spend $4 on a cup on a 16-ounce cup of coffee.
Yes, you're right.
I mean, come
you're
on. I mean,
right.
and you know, if you want to talk about designer waters, you know, they're getting it off glaciers. But mm-hmm. The bottom line here is this: is you're right. But $700 billion a year that we throw back out to our enemies out there for
absolutely.
Energy when we could be self-sufficient. Now,
absolutely.
Everybody says, oh, let's drill. But so what did Harry Reid just do? He just put hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres under wilderness protection, which is fine. You know, you want that.
Oh, I'm
however, a lot
that.
Of it was mm-hmm. spots that they were going to be able to look for oil
mm-hmm.
in. And now they can't.
Yeah. Well, we knew when they got control of everything, we're going to see a whole different flavor. I tell you, I'm 68 years old, and I have never in my whole life been so afraid for the future of America and our way of life as I am right now.
Well, you know, Barbara, the only thing I can say is keep the faith.
Yes.
That let's hope that they stand tall and they shoot straight, because
yeah.
if they don't, Well, you're right. We are in trouble.
We have to stand up.
But we got to stand up for our rights.
You're actually right. We can't sit there and lay down.
No, we can't.
We've got to get up and keep the fight up. Absolutely.
And you got to give him a chance. But you know what? That's what we're here for. I mean, he won the presidency. And, you know, and I'm glad, you know, that he's the president. I hope he can do some good. But he's not perfect. And the people he's appointing, from what I've seen so far, you know, some of them are good, some of them
surprised me, you know, about keeping Gates in, but he's done some things that I'm not too thrilled about, like the man in charge of the Treasury, not a good sign.
Yeah.
Not a good sign.
That's not a good sign.
I tell you what, once he gets in that office and there's not no campaigning going on anymore, and of course, I think Reid and Pelosi scare me more than Bob.
Well, that's it. You know, I think that Reid and Pelosi have their own, they've got their own agenda, and they don't really, they will pay lip service to Obama, but they are going to swing this as far to the left as they possibly can. Yeah. And Wally Herger's going to be on tomorrow, and I've got a number of questions for him, such as, what about these new rule changes that Pelosi made? And then the other course is, where'd the money go that we gave to the banks?
God bless you, honey. That's exactly what we need to know.
All right, Barbara. Hey, you just tune in tomorrow. Hey, I've got a question. You call him. You ask him.
Oh, I sure will. Thank you very much, guys. God bless.
Yeah, thank you. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Always remember to email us at freefireradio.com because we love to get your emails, hear what you want to talk about, and give us a call, 221-1402. We're taking your calls right after this break. Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio, 221-1402. We're taking your calls here in the last part of the show, but I wanted to bring to you guys, this is pretty cool. Now, Kyra Sedgwick is the famous actress she's got a hit television series out. Now, every now and then, it's wonderful to see a star that will put their stamp on something that's really, really worthwhile. And January 24th, 09, of course, is going to be Adopt a Pet for Free. And there's 300 facilities around the country that are participating in this, where you can go online to feedingisbelieving.com. That's feedingisbelieving.com and find out where there's a shelter. I know we just went online. There's one in Chico, a couple other places. I don't think there's one in Reading. But if you've been thinking about adopting a pet, what they're trying to do is the shelters are so full that you can go for this day and adopt a pet for free. And some are even giving food and DVDs on how to raise a pet. So,
you know, this is what happens.
Save a pet day.
This, you know what happens when, you know, people say, we really appreciate it. Barbara said that, how we give a voice to people when some things are bothering them. That's exactly what we're doing. And see, I come in here with like three pages of things to talk about. And some days I get all three. I can get through like two pages. Some days I don't even get to the first page. And this is one of them because we had a number of things we wanted to talk about.
What's up your craw?
Yeah, you know what? But the big one we were going to talk about was the switch in policy under Obama from the don't ask, don't tell to allowing gays to be in the military openly. Now, we don't have enough time to even discuss this. Probably next week we'll go through this and talk about it because I think it's quite an interesting subject. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was, if you remember, you know, it's a very famous story from World War II when the Germans had the airborne troops surrounded in Bastogne, and they went up to the soldiers and they said, "Will you surrender?" And the answer to that was nuts. And that's what they sent back by Brigadier General McAuliffe sent that back to the Germans. Well, the officer who persuaded him to send that back was a guy named Kennard, and he retired as a lieutenant general and he just died. And so it's kind of interesting to see that a part of history that, I mean, if you're in the military or if you've seen any movies or anything like in, Band of Brothers or anything on the TV show, and, you know, a true story like that, to see a person that played an integral part in that just passed away, and he was a hero. He was one of our heroes there. The other thing, too, is we're talking about, the amount of people that are not paying taxes, that it's up to like 50%, and yet they don't make enough money or they get different credits, but they're not paying, it's coming in zero taxes. So and we're going to be giving out $300 billion to people. It's, you know, I call it, you know, you can call it a stimulus package, but if you give everybody that money, like we talked the other day, I mean, that's, you go down to an alcoholic, hey, here's $500. I expect to see you alive tomorrow. But, you know, but politicians want to change. You know, that's what they promise. So here's some of the changes that I've seen that politicians have done. You know, we used to have a strong dollar, and politicians changed that. We used to be respected around the world. Politicians changed that. We used to have a very strong manufacturing economy. Politicians changed that. We used to have lower tax structures. We used to enjoy more freedoms. We used to be a large exporter of American-made goods. We used to educate our children in school, and we used to enjoy freedom of speech, and we used to enforce legal citizenship. Yeah, well, I tell you what, all those have been changed. Politicians came through on what they said.
But we let it happen.
Well, you know,
we let it happen.
We didn't take an interest. And if anything has happened, if anything that we can do or that our people in this last election is that we can make change. Anyway, our guest tomorrow is Congressman Wally Herger. Please call in. Freefireradio.com. Write to us. Ask us questions that you want. Or write down any questions you want us to ask him. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?